And we're talking to Candy Clark, one of the stars of American Graffiti and more American Graffiti. Candy Clark is coming to the Cache County Fairgrounds for the Cache Valley Cruise Inn on June 29th, 30th, and also on July the 1st. Now, Candy Clark, we want to talk a little bit about the movie and what's happened with you during American Graffiti. Tell everyone about the role that you played in that classic motion picture.
Well, Dave, I played the character Debbie. I had the big, blonde, bubble-headed hairdo, and I was with a character named Toad, and he and I went out. Well, he had a 58 white Chevy, and he picked me up off the street, and then we went out and got some liquor, got some burgers, you know,
mm-hmm.
got in the back seat, and then we went, we laid out a little blanket by the levee there, and then Toad realized the car was missing, and so we had to search for the car, and then it came out that it wasn't even his car, so
yeah.
There were a few ups and downs to our relationship, but, you know, it was actually, all in all, a really nice time.
Well, in the movie itself, you guys looked like you were just having such a great time. It was a young George Lucas putting this movie together, and the stars in this movie that went on to have such great careers, yourself, you also had Ron Howard and Cindy Williams, Richard Dreyfuss, young Harrison Ford. It must have been a real experience for you to look back on.
Well, we really did have a good time together. Everybody got along. We did have some bad boys on the set, Bo Hopkins and Paul LaMatte, and Harrison was a bad boy too. But we basically all got along and hung out together and had breakfast and lunch and dinner together. And when we had to work, we worked long hours from dusk to dawn, because the movie took place at night, so we shot at night. And that was the hard part, was staying up all night. And it was really, really cold where we were shooting in Petaluma, California. So it would get foggy and chilly there. So I had this spaghetti strap dress on, and luckily I had this sweater that I had on, a little chain guard, and I had it over my shoulders like a cape, but in between takes, I put my arms in that sweater, and because it was pretty brisk.
It was pretty brisk. Now, you, as a young actress, you received an Academy Award nomination for your role in Debbie. That had to be a real thrill for you.
That was a real thrill. I highly recommend it to everyone to be nominated and be sitting in the audience. I knew I wasn't going to win. I didn't even have a speech ready. I was just happy that I had gotten that far. But I thought for sure this lady was going to win for Summer Wishes, Winter Dreams, and Tatum O'Neill took it away, this 9-year-old in Paper Moon. So
yeah, but that was a great role, too. So, yeah, that was.
Yeah,
that was,
but really, that was a lead role. That wasn't a supporting
That's
role.
That's right. Hey, Candy, you've also done so many other things in your career. I understand that you're from the Oklahoma, Texas region, though.
I was born in Norman, Oklahoma, and I lived in Fort Worth, Texas, and that's where I grew up, in Fort Worth. And we did all the cruising and going to drive-ins, and we went from Carlson's drive-in to Lone Star and back, and did a lot of cruising like they did in American Graffiti. Also, I was in the film The Man Who Fell to Earth with David Bowie,
mm-hmm.
who's a huge rock star, as you know.
That was a great
movie.
In the
music business. And I was in Blue Thunder with Roy Scheider. And most recently, I did a film called Zodiac with Robert Downey Jr. and Jake Gyllenhaal. And David Fincher directed that. And been going to some acting classes lately, and just to get my inspiration back, because I was kind of getting bored with the whole thing. Been mm-hmm. doing a lot of hot rod shows, traveling all over the place, which leads me up to being in your town, and going to be doing that big hot rod show at the fairgrounds.
And they're going to be fun, because you're going to have Bo Hopkins and Manuel Padilla with you.
Yeah, Manuel Padilla.
Yeah.
Or Manuel.
Oh, okay. Emmanuel. Well, one way or the other, you know, we all know who he is.
We're going to be here. It's the three pharaohs, me, Bo, and Manuel. I'm a pharaoh now. I got dragged behind a car. It was just a couple of weeks in the hospital, but it was worth it.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah, you know.
Now, in a more American Graffiti, Debbie's role kind of changed up a little bit. as you went from this where were you in 62 mode to more of the turbulent late 60s and the anti-war effort, and then your role with this traveling band. It must have been just a little bit different trying to get these two different characters.
Well, no, it was actually pretty fun, because that, again, was something I did in New York City. I went to New York, and I got caught up in the psychedelic era and all that high fashion and the British look and the micro mini dresses and the high boots. And the only thing, I had never worked in a strip joint, and that's where Debbie wound up. And her boss wanted her to dance with a python or... Mm-hmm. And so she left, and it was New Year's Eve, and she was due to go out with her boyfriend Lance, who turned out he was cheating on Debbie, and what a blow. But then she found love with a band member, the lead singer in a band, and wound up on stage and in a big barroom brawl.
Both of those were just so much fun.
Yeah.
It was just great movies. Now, you're going to be at the Cache County Fairgrounds.
I am.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to be signing autographs, talking to people about American Graffiti. And when you do these car shows, do people ever bring memorabilia to you?
They do, and I was just going to say that. They need to bring their albums and their paperbacks and their Ertl cars and all of that stuff to get signed, and their posters, because it's the perfect opportunity to get three of us, you know, on your item. So there you go.
That's always a lot of fun. And you enjoy seeing some of these classic cars too, don't you?
Oh, we have a blast. And there's going to be a pick. I think Debbie's going to make a pick of her favorite car.
It's a Chevy even.
It might not be a Chevy.
Yeah, it's a 67 Chevy Camaro that they're giving away this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're giving away a really nice prize, and I'm going to enter, and I hope I win. I just love to pull my own name out of the drum.
Yeah, well, we are really excited to welcome you here to Cache Valley in northern Utah. Now, I know you've been to Salt Lake City before for a car show, and this part of the country looks a little bit different than Salt Lake City, and you're going to have a lot of people coming up and saying hi to you, and we're really excited to have you come to Logan and Cache Valley.
Oh, I can't wait, and it's coming up soon. So
yeah.
I just hope everybody comes by and says hi and hangs out a little bit and talk about American Graffiti and the good old days.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Candy, thank you very much for talking to us this
thank
morning.
You.
I'm looking forward to meeting you face-to-face. Well, I'll be doing my radio show down at the fairgrounds on the Friday, so I want you to come on by and say hi there, too, okay?
Excellent. Okay.
Hang on the phone just a little bit, Debbie, and we'll talk to you again in just a little bit, okay?
All right.
All right. Just a second here. Ooh, my, hi, this is Candy Clark, Debbie in the Chevy from American Graffiti. Come join myself, or, come join me, Bo Hopkins, and Manuel Padilla, as I got the name right this time, at the Cache County Fairgrounds for the Cruise Inn.
Yeah, I hope I can remember all that, but
yeah,
I'll try.
You'll do fine. You'll do fine. If you need some help, I can actually paste and do some stuff together if we mess up a little bit. So.
All right.
Yeah. If whenever you're ready, just tell me, and we'll just...
Okay, it may require a few takes.
Yeah, that's fine. Anytime you're ready, they're done.
Okay, I'm standing up so I can get that excitement.
Okay, no problem.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Hi, this is Candy Clark, and I played Debbie in the movie American Graffiti. Bo Hopkins, Manuel Padilla, and I will be at the Cache Fountain... Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Cache County Fairgrounds?
That's correct, yes.
And that's it?
For the Cache Valley Cruise Inn.
Cache County Fairgrounds for the Cache Valley Cruise Inn?
Right.
Yikes.
Or you can just knock out the Cache County Fairgrounds. Just say for the Cache Valley Cruise Inn.
Okay.
And say, come join us for come join us for a lot of fun and talking about American Graffiti, and that'll be just fine, because I'm going to piece that around a commercial there.
Okay.
Okay?
You ready?
I am ready.
Hi, this is Candy Clark, and I play Debbie in the movie American Graffiti. Come join me, Manuel Padilla, and Bo Hopkins at the Cache Valley Cruise Inn. Come by and say hi, and let's talk about American Graffiti. And peel out. I just love it when guys peel out.
That was good. I like that. Okay, I think I can do something with that, so I appreciate that.
Okay, so do you want me to do it again?
Yeah, let's do it one more time, and then we'll I'll piece together the whatever the best is. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, this is Candy Clark. I play Debbie in the movie American Graffiti. Come by and say hi to me, Bo Hopkins, Manuel Padilla. They played the Pharaohs at the Cache Valley Cruise Inn this weekend. No. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay, Debbie. Debbie, I'm calling you Debbie. Candy.
Okay. It's not this weekend, right?
No, it's June 29th through July the 1st.
Okay. Hi, this is Candy Clark. I play Debbie in the movie American Graffiti. Come join me, Bo Hopkins, and Manuel Padilla. They played the Pharaohs at the Cache Valley Cruise Inn, June 29th through July 1st. Come by and say hi and peel out. I just love it when guys peel out.
That's going to be great. That is going to be great. I can
I think I got everything in.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, and what I'll do is I'll piece together the best of the two or three takes that we took there. And,
okay, and let me do some other dialogue from
sure.
the movie.
Sure, no problem. No problem at all.
All right. You know, I just love the feel of tuck and roll upholstery. You know, I just love the feel of tuck and roll upholstery. Girls don't pay, guys pay. Why, that's almost a motorcycle, and I just love motorcycles. Peel out. I just love it when guys peel out. All right. Maybe cool. You can intersperse some of that.
Sure, no problem at all. But did you get
have
a chance?
In the background
yeah.
or whatever.
While you were there, did you get a chance to interact with Wolfman Jack?
Not really. I didn't work when he was working.
Yeah. He's just an idol, you know. Anybody in radio is an idol with Wolfman. So.
Oh, yeah. I went over to his house once,
mm-hmm.
and he had a really nice house with a jukebox
yeah.
and everything. And
well,
I understand he did a lot of hot rod shows and fairs. And
yeah, he did. Well, you grew up...
Way long before we discovered this world.
Yeah, you used to listen to KMOA in Oklahoma City, I bet, too.
Well, in Fort Worth, we could hear it from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Real, real, real late at night, like midnight.
Yeah.
And he was, you couldn't tell what, is he black, is he Cajun, you know?
Uh-huh.
Hard to tell.
He was a real interesting fellow, too, so...
Can you splice this in.
Yeah.
Because the movie theater is screening the film three times.
That's right. You mind if I just ask you a quick question about that?
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Okay.
I don't know what's the name of the movie theater.
It is called the Utah Theater.
Okay, the Utah
yeah.
Theater. Okay.
It's an old theater right in downtown Logan, and it's pretty nice. Okay. Candy Clark, you are also going to be at a special screenings of the film American Graffiti, Graffiti at the Utah Theater. Tell us what you plan to do as far as you're going to talk before the film, or what are you going to do?
Well, they're going to have a screening of the film Wednesday night, Friday in the day, have a matinee, and then Saturday night, and we're going to be there, Bo Hopkins, Manuel, and me will be there, and we'll be signing autographs and, you know, talking, you know, introducing the film and stuff like that. And, yeah, that's going to be fun. So they're going to have three screenings at the Utah Theater, which I understand is a beautiful old theater.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. You're really going to enjoy that. Do you ever just sit down and watch the film again? How many times have you watched?
I've probably seen it about 40 or 50 times.
Yeah. Well, it is a classic.
And every time I do, I see something new. And also, it's not like I'm looking at myself. It's like I'm, you know, because I'm in such disguise with the wig and, you know, the outfit and everything. And I just love the relationships with all the characters. And I just get swept away, and I'm laughing at the scenes I've seen over and over again. And they just strike me funny every single time. That's why it's a classic. It's one of those films that you can watch over and over and over, and it's always fresh.
And I have watched it over and over and over. It is one of the best movies of all time. I think the American Film Institute named it the top 100, didn't they?
Yes, they did. I think we're number 77, although I wish we were number one, and I think we deserve to be number one, but I'm happy to be number 77. And that means we're up there with Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz and all kinds of classic films. And that was a great honor, the American Film Institute, to bestow on us. We went to Colorado, and they gave us a plaque and everything, and it was really neat.
Now, one other quick question, Candy. Do you ever run into or get to see any of the other stars besides Bo and Manuel?
Yes, I see Cindy quite often, and Paul LaMatte, who played Big John Milner, and Lynn Marie Stewart, who played Richard Dreyfuss' sister. And I've seen, good grief, here and there I see Harrison and Ron Howard, and yeah.
Well, you know, Harrison doesn't live too far from here. He lives up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which isn't that far from Cache Valley.
No,
so,
that's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it's been a very much of a pleasure getting to talk to you a little bit about American Graffiti and your very successful career, and we wish you the best.
Thank you, Mr. Dave.
All right. Thank you very much, Candy. Looking forward to talking to you again.
Yay.
You can count on nasal C's.
Cache Valley Cruising. Cache Valley Cruising.